And now it's time for another edition of Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides. Okay, if you were here with me when I was doing the show, it would be June 12th, 2025. However, we're going to be actually rolling back to a flashback episode of the show from March 9th, 2006. You'll get a kind of a couple of snapshots of what was going on that spring. The main struggle that I, as a huffster, and some others were engaged in was to deal with the law that made it criminal for you to be in a parking lot, whether you're parking a vehicle or not, for more than 15 minutes, unless you were actually parking or retrieving your vehicle during that period of time. I think they ultimately made it half an hour. This sort of supplanted an earlier law, or actually say amended it, extended it, that made it criminal to be in a parking garage, one of the downtown city garages, pushed by Ryan Coonerty, who claimed his staff at the bookshop Santa Cruz were being frightened by people who were camping in the parking structures, which, of course, is one place to get out of the rain and the wind, and, of course, stay somewhat concealed from public view and possibly, not necessarily always, from police harassment. It became quite a topic of discussion for me on my shows in the months that followed. I think we were able to delay the law, or the full power of the law, for a number of months, and eventually lost, and it got put on the books. And I believe it is still on the books. It's called the Parking Garage Trespass Law, suggesting that a member of the public cannot actually go into a parking lot and sit in his vehicle for a couple of hours, even if he's legally paid for the vehicle's space, since many of these are paid parking lots now. In those days, they weren't so much. And if you are, ironically, let's say, changing your baby's diapers or socializing with friends, or, yes, heaven help us, taking a nap, maybe during the day, where maybe Ryan Coonerty's staff wouldn't be so frightened at the bookshop as they went to and from their bookshop jobs. In case you'll hear more about this, particularly if you tune in on some of the other March, April, and May 2006 shows. The show also includes an interview of Micah Posner and Peter Weiss on the Central Transportation Group. I'm not sure of the exact name there. He was a bike power type person, as Micah Posner was, and probably still is. He became ultimately a council member who had some good intentions, but didn't want to lead forward on a lot of issues. And so he sat back and hoped to wait for a majority that never came, perhaps, or simply waited for whatever reason, or just chose not to involve himself in issues that I felt were very appropriate and very important and central to homeless civil rights, like the obvious decriminalization of homeless people in public spots by the very actions of such things as the parking lot panic law, as we call the trespass law. The issue for Posner and Weiss was about the widening of Highway 1, which, of course, eventually took place in spite of the defeat of Measure 1. I think it was Measure 1. A measure that had passed at a prior election, denying public funding for it. So instead, the city or the highway department or the state, whoever was doing it, sought to work around that by getting state funding of a different kind. Some old-timers, so I guess they'd be old-timers now, 25 years later, well, 20 years later, nearly, Andrea Morgan, C.J. Stock, the musician, Lobo, who I don't remember very well, talked about the frequent harassment of, as he saw it, of people who had backpacks or bikes. And with a long interview with a disabled guy called Steve, who discusses his unfortunate experiences with authorities. And you can judge for yourself the credibility of these folks. My purpose was to give them both a voice and to also try to awaken, I think, what really I would like to consider is the sleeping conscience of the Santa Cruz community. And there you have it, the flashback to March 9th, 2006.